The island of Haiti is easily embraced by world travelers for its landmarks, beaches, national parks, idyllic lakes, and the catastrophic earthquake of 2010. However, the syncretic religion voodoo and its sacred music, largely shunned by outsiders, remains misunderstood and misrepresented. Practitioners are called voodooisois, servants of the spirits who believe in a distant and unknowable supreme creator. In order to navigate daily life, voodooisois cultivate personal relationships with spirits called Eluwa through offerings, the creation of personal altars and devotional objects, including participation in elaborate ceremonies rooted in spirit possession, similar to what Christians today refer to as being filled with the Holy Spirit. Drumming, an historical, spiritual, and cultural cornerstone to virtually all African expression, survived in the new land Haiti, where chanting as well as dance remain constants in the expression of voodoo. Voodoo, originating in the Caribbean and developed in the French Empire in the 18th century among enslaved West Africans, arose as centuries of old African religious practices were actively suppressed. Those enslaved were forced to convert to Christianity. In the end, a marriage of two sacred traditions occurred, evolving into syncretic worship in Roman Catholicism and voodoo that descended from and is closely related to West African spiritual practices by the Fon and Iwe people. The blend incorporates symbolism from other African peoples, including the Yoruba and Congo, European spirituality, mysticism, and, according to some, Freemasonry. Fearing an uprising in opposition to the U.S. occupation of Haiti around 1791, U.S. political and religious elites sought to trivialize the practice of voodoo. Today, Hollywood still often depicts voodoo as evil and having ties to satanic practices in their movies. Though constantly battling with the widespread misrepresentation and stigmatized state of the word voodoo, the vitality of the religion remains strong with musical elements powered by percussive nuances that has had an undeniable influence on genres like rah-rah and Haitian rock. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.